Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And the reason I say welcome back is because we've been here since 6 o'clock this morning. Elise, thank you so much for coming in with me. And this has been a really rough week for me. I lost my mom the day before Valentine's Day. And I tell you, you know, sometimes you just can't plan for life. And I just really appreciate everybody and everybody's thoughts and prayers that have been with us, our family. And just, you know, so glad that I have everybody out there. So again, you are tuned into the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And that's really what I'm doing here, is trying to have the brighter side of life. We've got a really great another hour for you. And then, of course, we have a whole another hour from 2 to 3. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, on Instagram for more chances to win. Also, you can listen to our podcast on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And go to our website at kimpaganoshow.com. What we do here is we just really bring you the brighter side of life. And hopefully you listen, learn, and laugh. And that's what life's really about. And gosh, if I know it now more than ever, I'm telling you, the people that, you know, step up in your life, that's what it's all about. The number here to call in to win some of these great things that we have, and I want to just thank all of our sponsors and making Valentine's full of love. That's what it's all about. We've got so many things that we are giving away, and I'd love to share those with you. Tom, you want to talk about a few?
You can bring your hubby some sugar. Call for your share of Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. Famous Dave's Barbecue, 20 years of Texas beef brisket, down the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Also, we have Shen Yun. Experience a divine culture. You have to see it to believe it. It's wonderful. And we also have performances at the Fred Cavalli Theater at the Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks, one of the places where you can see Shen Yun. Experience a divine culture, and you can see that live in Thousand Oaks. And finally, The Illusionist, live from Broadway, running through March 13th at the Pantages in Hollywood, a classic, beautiful theater. The Pantages is the place to go for a beautiful play in downtown in L.A. I suggest Musso Frank's before you go to the theater.
Oh, okay. So we went over at a restaurant across the street. I want to say it's like a little... a little plates. What are those called? Tapas, really, really good. Anyways, those are all of our gifts, and I'd love to give away some Rolling Pin donuts. I'm telling you, start off with some sugar. Everybody needs a little bit of sugar, and I'd love to share that with anybody. A dozen donuts over at the Rolling Pins, and that's located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. And all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008. And of course, our first guest is Maya. And Maya, are you there? I'm going to have you pronounce your name so I don't mess it up. Is it Tomikawa?
Yes, it's Mia Tomikawa.
And thank you so much for joining us here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show. And we're going to be talking about your book, Invitation to Happiness, correct?
Yes.
Yes, and tell us a little bit about who you are.
Okay, I am an editor and a U.S. spokesperson for Invitation to Happiness. I work for the publisher IRH Press, and we publish spiritual books mainly. And I've been working on this in this industry for the last 7 years or so.
Wow. And I love spiritual. I mean, that's really what my show's all about. It's about that inner love coming out and sharing that every day with everybody. So tell us, what is Invitation to Happiness about?
Well, it's a practical guide for a spiritual journey, and it's a guidebook.
It's a guidebook. Okay, so I didn't receive it yet, but so when you say a guidebook, is it a guide for our everyday, everyday of like checking in with ourselves, a balance sheet of love? What is that?
Yeah, it's mainly about finding inner happiness, finding joy inside of you. And this book is guided by your inner angel. It talks about how we each have an angel inside that's always trying to guide us to a greater happiness.
I love that. Let me ask you, is this your first book?
No, I've worked on several books before.
Okay. And so is this your book or are you just the editor?
I am just an editor. The author of the book is Ryuho Okawa.
Okay. And so what would you explain to somebody that the inner angel in somebody?
Yes, inner angel is a spiritual existence that we all have. We all have one inside of us. And I think you can better understand this by a term, guardian angel. But we all have one guardian angel or spirit inside of us. And this book talks about how our souls are much bigger than we know of. And only one part of our soul, or you can say subconscious, but it comes down to this world to go through life. And even though they're invisible, they're always there to help us.
Wow. You know what's interesting? And then at least you can go, I actually have... Oh, maybe I don't. I changed it, actually, because it was warmer. My mom gives out angels, little angels, to pin on as a kind of a reminder. My mom just passed away, and I believe that, you know, she's my angel, that she's looking down on us and going to take care of me. I really believe that in my heart. Is that something that you believe, too?
Yes, I do, and I'm sure you had moments when, like, you the right answer or some idea hits you from out of nowhere, or when you face a difficult decision, you see a sign that tells you the choice that you should make. Or sometimes you may hear an advice from someone when you least expect it. I believe these are all evidence that we are always supported by this invisible existence.
Hi, Mia. This is Elise, and I feel like I may be out of touch with my inner angel. Can you tell me, how do I go about finding my inner angel?
Hi.
Great question.
Yes.
I said, it's, excuse me, a great question.
Yes. I think if you want to find your inner angel within, the first step is to calm your mind And we unconsciously put on many different thoughts and emotions, and you really have to quiet yourself if you want to receive right messages and inspiration from your inner angel. So I think the first step is to find a quiet and private space and turn off your cell phone, sit in a comfortable position, and do a calming meditation. I believe that's the first step. And when you can tune your vibration to serenity, you'll be able to hear or feel the messages or inspirations that your inner angel is trying to send you.
So is that like a meditation, do you think, or is it something deeper?
It's a part of meditation. Meditation, I believe, is much more than just relaxing or calming your mind, but it starts with calming your mind.
I love it. So let me ask you a question. And maybe we actually need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us for a couple minutes? Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Mia right now. We're talking about Invitation to Happiness, the 7 inspirations from your inner angel. We're going to find out a little bit more about if you're like Elise, like you're not feeling it, how you can kind of live within your means of your angel. Talking about that, I'd love to give away some Shen Yun tickets. It's really an experience. And Mia, have you ever been to the Shen Yun?
No, I've never been there.
Okay, well, it's a whole divine culture, and obviously your culture, of experience. So I'd love to share those with one of my listeners out there. We've got tickets in Thousand Oaks, Northridge, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. All you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLAcounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to invite everybody to the art collection. That's Ventura County's best opportunity to start or enhance your art collection. And that's over at Collector's Choice. It's an annual fundraiser, Saturday, March 12th from 6 to 9. And you can purchase your tickets at... at the studiochannelislands.org, or you can find out more information about that. And all proceeds benefit Studio Channel Islands, and I'd love to share that with everybody. I will be there, and I would love you guys to be a part of that. It's all about really finding all the great stuff right here. Also, we've got Petaluma, and that is the 3rd annual Simi Valley, and it's going to help all the animals over at Teresa's in Simi Valley. And so I would love to share that with you later today. And, of course, that is Petapalooza. And I'm telling you, it's all about animals. I have my mom's animals and her two little dogs, and I feel like she was so into her animals that I could feel her through me. So anyways, I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm so blessed to have them in our life. I would love to give something away. I've got a Famous Dave's 20 years of Texas beef brisket done the right way. And I've got gift certificates for somebody here. Call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We're going to invite Maya back right now. Maya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much for staying with us. We're talking about Invitation to Happiness. And how can giving love change your life?
Well, giving love actually starts with being grateful for what you have. When you focus on what you already have or what you have been given, you will naturally want to give back the love you've received. And when you start giving back love to people around you, your life changes.
Yeah, that's so true. I always say if you're having a hard time in life, go donate your time to someone or go do something. And all of a sudden you see their smile, you feel good in your heart. It's like a win-win situation. Discuss the importance of love and compassion and in giving and getting.
Well, it's really about becoming happier starts with giving love. Because I believe that when we have issues or suffer from problems, we are focused on what we don't have or what we are not getting or love that we haven't received from other people.
Mm.
So, yeah, giving love and feeling compassionate toward others starts with focusing or shifting your focus to what you can give to others instead of what you can get from others.
Wow, I love that. I love that. And tell us, you have several books, obviously, that are very spiritual, right? I'd love you to send me all your books. I just love this. That's how I was kind of brought up. I kind of feel that feeling. You know when you walk in a room and you could feel love or you can feel rejection? I always try to always look for the brighter side. I guess that's really why I do my show. But we were talking before in the break about using positive words and choosing positive words to talk in our lives every day. And what's your thought on that?
Yes. Speaking positive words is probably one of the easiest ways to make other people happier. And believe it or not, it can make you happier, too, by speaking positive words because you'll be actually hearing the words that you speak. So by speaking positive words, you actually be nice to yourself, not only to others. So focusing on the words you speak every day and at the end of the day, review what you spoke, that will give you a brief overview of what your day was like. And start speaking positive words really change your life too.
Mm. Is this how you practice your life?
Yes, I try to focus on my actually thoughts that I have in my mind, but actually words are a good representation of my thoughts in my mind. So reviewing what you said or what I say during the day really helps me see what my state of mind was for that day.
Wow. I always say that, you know, what you're thinking are really private, thoughts and prayers. And so you really need to be careful what you're thinking. And then, of course, what you're speaking, too. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I know that we just passed Valentine's Day and it's over, but how can we continue to put our love into action and create moments of joy throughout the year?
Yes, it's really about realizing what you can do for others, and instead of focusing on what you can get from others, and it really takes practice, I believe. But in this book, Invitation to Happiness, we have some work with sections and exercise that you can practice, and you can actually write down what kind of love you have received and what kind of love you were able to give. And by recording the love that you gave and you received, you can be more aware of the love that you have in your life.
I love that. I love that. You know, I always say, you know, that, in fact, I just did a column in Kaneo, Kaneo Valley magazine, and it's a beautiful magazine, and I'm starting to write columns in there. But it's all like, how are we programming our families, you know? And I really feel like this is just a great message to you know, start programming them with love and just really being that support for our families. Even if you don't reach out any further in the beginning and you reach out to your families and your close friends, or just being there for them, just, you know, knowing that that they're enough and that you can do something to change their life.
Exactly. I think we have to be more conscious about the love that we can give to other people. And I think it starts from inside of us, each one of us. And when we discover this inner happiness within us, I think that's when we can spread and share that happiness or love with other people.
I love it. Mia, where do we find your book, this book?
Yes. You can buy them at bookstores near you or Amazon.com. And we also have some information about the book on our website, okawabooks.com. It's okawabooks.com.
Wow, I love it. And I love anything to do with angels. So I'd love you to send me all your books so we could have you back on.
Sure, of course. I'll have them. I'll have my publisher send you all the books.
All right. Thank you so much. And please share our show with everybody. And I love that, you know, you're just putting more great things out there like we are.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Marcia Newman. We're going to be talking about 5 gifts of pro aging. And I'd love to give something away right now. And how about some Harlem Globetrotter tickets? 90th year. That's what they're celebrating. I've got a pair of tickets for you. And I'd love to get those in your hands. Call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Camarillo? Join Mission Oaks Cafe for a fresh and local dining experience. Mission Oaks Cafe now features a new menu, elegant wine pairing nights, authentic Mexican tamale Tuesdays, the Build-A-Burger, ribeye Fridays, live music every weekend, and a full bar. Mission Oaks Cafe can also take care of all your catering orders, big or small. Open 7 days a week. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at missionoakscafe.com.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, and that is from 2 to 3, and we're going to be talking with Mike Herbert author of Stay Healthy During Chemo. Also, we will be talking with Joan S. Peck, author of Prime Threat Shattering the Power of Addiction. And I do want to remind everybody, one, thank you so much for being a part of our show. And not only that, just for all your inputs and all the things that you bring to our show. I love learning about all of our guests, and again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, we just have Marcia Newman just walk in our studio, and welcome so much. How are you?
I'm great.
Thank you so much for being here. And of course, you are the author of Five Gifts of Pro-Aging, correct?
Yes, and thanks for having me here today.
Of course. Yeah, tell us a little bit about who you are. And is this your first book?
It is my first book. I've published some articles. But Five Gifts of Pro-Aging is a bit of my story. It's a lot of my clients as well.
Okay. What do you do?
I am a licensed psychotherapist, okay. Marriage and family therapy,
okay.
And I specialize in addictions.
Okay.
I'm in recovery myself.
Oh, okay.
Long-term recovery.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. That's why I'm interested in your show.
Okay, thank you.
And, the brighter side of what you do.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you know, but I just lost my mom the day before Valentine's Day. And
oh, Kim.
Thank you.
I am so sorry to hear that. I did not know that.
Yeah, and, life happens to all of us, and it just was such a shock. It wasn't expected in any way. My mom truly was my cheerleader and my best friend, and it's like, how do you pick yourself up and dust yourself off and keep going on?
Yes.
I've created this amazing show, have amazing listeners and amazing friends that I call them, that I don't always know their faces, but I hear their voices. Mm-hmm. And gosh, when I talk to them, and they've been listening for 7 years, and some of them are coming in getting their hair done now. And it's just something that, we need in our life, just to be touched by all these people.
Absolutely.
And know that we have a support team.
Yes.
And so telling us as a therapist, five gifts of pro-aging.
Yes.
And honoring the maturity in the culture that use it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, again, I am so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And it's amazing you're here and you're upright, and it's a big deal.
It is. Thank you.
While I was writing my book, my own father passed away.
I'm sorry.
Yes. And what's amazing is that it is going to happen to all of us.
That's what Tom was saying. It happens to all of us, but
we're all in that. I have a dear mentor, and he says, we're all in the queue. We're all in that queue line. Some of us are further up in the queue.
Right. I used to say to my mom, she would talk about it, and she was in not, I don't want to say bad health, but, we all have things.
That's right.
And I used to go, Mom, none of us get out of here alive, so just, carry on with the best of your day.
That's
Make
right.
every day your best. And that's really what it is. Every single day that you wake up is a gift.
Well, you've just described a big essence of my book.
Oh, well,
so
thank you.
So we're going to talk about consciousness. We're going to talk about conscious aging today. And, I lost a sister when she was 34. I was 29 at the time. So, losses, they happened. And I'm sure many of the listeners today are touched by, the loss of your mom and who know you as well. So this book came out of the depths of pain. It really did. I mean, it kind of sounds trivial, but it started with my hair.
Oh, okay. And I'm a hair therapist. See,
I really believe
it's really weird. I can't tell you, but I really believe everything's meant to be. Nothing's by accident.
Yeah.
And
yes.
So.
Well, I'm looking at your beautiful long.
Thank you.
It's your transition. Your hair is lovely.
Thank
it's
you.
The silver.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank
color.
You. Thank you.
And
same
that's,
with yours.
Thank you. I started 16 years ago, growing it out, and I thought, well, what's the big deal? I'm a therapist. I help professional women every day. Work with couples. I can do this. I can just deal. What's the big deal? I'll just deal with whatever comes up.
Well, it is a big deal.
You know, and I was
it's a really big deal. And let me just highlight on that a little bit because I am a hair therapist. And like I said, so many of my listeners are starting to come in. I love it. I kind of forgot to ever talk about it. You know, mm-hmm. I have a commercial and then people are like, I really want to get in with Kim. Yeah. And I love that. I mean, I'm super passionate about that. And so many, I became allergic to all my products. Okay. I had no choice. And then I was like, okay, so love my blonde hair. How do I do this? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'm going to honor my body. I'm going to honor my body so that I can go through this, you know, and all, it was the craziest thing. People would stop me and go, I love your color. And right. all of a sudden kind of silver started coming in with even young girls have mm-hmm. silver hair. And mm-hmm. I started getting people like, could you color my hair like yours? I'm like, seriously, this is not by accident.
This,
you know,
this is the real deal.
Yeah. And so
right, but our culture, Kim.
Yeah,
our culture. I mean, when I started doing that, and people were like, "Oh my God, what's you're letting yourself go?" I mean, there's so much cultural, what I call ageism.
That is
and
so
that
true.
We don't want to look, and especially boomers.
Right,
boomers.
And, you know, thinking about it, you make me think of my mom because she worked for the studios, and she was. A beautiful lady that always she was very vain and mm-hmm. she wanted to always look she did hair for the studios
well, it was
and
part
she
of...
always wanted her nails her toes mm-hmm. everything to look mm-hmm. perfect
right
and I would go mom it's the beauty within mm-hmm. and you know and so you have to have that beauty within as we age yeah mm-hmm. things don't look as good as we used to you know
that's right but for a lot of us on the planet now, we know that it's great to look good and feel good. I mean, I know I was a little nervous because I knew you were a hair salon. I know that you did that. So I was like, oh, no. Because, you know, my book talks about allowing authenticity. That's the first
you know what?
Chapter.
And honestly.
Not that hair is the only way that we become authentic in the world.
Right,
but,
right.
You know.
No, but you know, it's interesting because I have always done hair as honoring our transportation that we've been given.
Oh, I like
so
that.
So people come in to me and they'll say, I just want my hair really straight and my hair's, you know, curly. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, so, but do you ever wear it curly? And they're like, no, why? Oh, it looks terrible, you know? And I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, let's back up. What do you love about yourself? Mm-hmm. Let's start to look at your inner beauty and enhance the gift that we've been given. And that's truly for 30 something years, how I've been doing hair.
You.
I find, why are we fighting our gifts?
Well, Kim, you're just, you know, you're saying my story here.
Wow.
Okay, so Five Gifts of Pro-Aging is about, you know, allowing that dignity to come forward and what lucky clients you have.
Thank you.
To get the outer and the inner message.
But
we don't have models. I mean, I love my mother. She is what I'll describe as pro-aging. It's a response to the anti-aging culture. Of course, we want to put away our adults into places so we don't have to, you know, deal with it. And again, I hope I'm not offending any listeners, but this is the truth, is that we have a culture of like, let's put it away from us. Whereas the natural indigenous people know the wisdom from our elders.
Mm.
I mean, think about this word when we hear the word elderly. What are some of the words that you think of, elderly? From, you know, when I hear the word, it's like
old age home, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, shrunken, right? You know, debilitated, you know, stinky. You know, the word elderly, yes. What was
feeble, weak.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, and you know, I had amazing women in my life and of
Ooh,
course
good.
My dad. But I have to say, when I think of my grandmother lived to 95 and I couldn't wait to hear her stories. She was wise to me. So when I hear elderly, I want to hear their stories.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, and I'm just going to say, our younger kids, and I've got four, and believe me, I think that the internet and the phones have taken over. There's no talk anymore. People are just, they've lost their communication.
That's right.
And so this is our generation. This is what life's all about. And we need to honor our older so that we can know where we're going.
That's right. The word, we were talking elderly. Now let's say the word elder.
Elder.
Now that has a different connotation, doesn't it? Elder wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that there's a respect. there's an honoring, there's an openness to hearing what they have to say.
Right.
And that is part of what's in my Gift of Wildness. That's the chapter. Mm. The chapter on wildness, like you were saying. We have to shut off our phones. To get in touch with that true voice inside, we have to unplug.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take the time and get back to nature and be back into our bodies.
Right, right. Well, I love where you're going with this. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Marcia Newman. We're talking about her book, Five Gifts of Pro-Aging. What is the first gift?
The first gift that rolled out was authenticity.
Okay.
That's like when those white hairs started coming out and it was like, oh no, you know.
Was that really hard for you?
I thought it wasn't going to be. It was absolutely devastating.
Really?
And I was shocked. But what I realized, Kim, is that I was also tapping into not only my own ageism, I was tapping into, for whatever reason, because I was supposed to write this book, it's like I was tapping into a database of like, the whole culture.
Mm. Are you married?
I have a partner, yes,
okay.
A life partner.
And did he, I love that word, life partner. I love that.
Thank you.
Is a Tom partner again, right? I know we have all little controversies like that's my wife. It's not my partner. I'm like, oh, okay, that's how I feel. But anyways, did he have a problem with it?
No, he was absolutely supportive.
Yeah. But I have to say, as a hair therapist, I have a lot of women and men that that want to stop coloring their hair, stop being a slave. Thank you. I was yeah. looking for that word. A slave to their hair.
Yes.
And but their husbands uh-huh. like younger
oh.
and okay
oh,
and
yeah.
we're always afraid of those yes. kind of things.
Yes.
Or the men, you know, will look older and mm-hmm. so they continue to color their hair.
Absolutely.
And it's almost like, how do we just really feel good in the skin we're in?
Well, one thing, I'm smiling because in my chapter, I wrote a monologue. I'm also trained as an actress, so I had to do it. And the name of the monologue is, "But My Husband Would Have a Fit." And so it's a monologue of me in the bathroom. And this is what happens when I started growing my hair natural, salt and pepper.
Right.
Women would come up to me in the mirror, and they would whisper. It's like always the whisper. Oh, I your hair. Oh, but
I would never do that.
But I can't do that because my husband would have a fit. And so my monologue is tongue-in-cheek, and it just talks about, again, coming back to the reality, because really, you know, when we get deep down into it, it's really not our husbands.
It's us.
It really is our own fears that we have to face about growing older.
Right.
And until we do that, until we really get the support, and that's what our culture doesn't have, and that's what my role is here, is to facilitate pro-aging, conscious pro-aging, so that we can be able to sit with the feelings, because there will be feelings that come up when you start seeing time and gravity have their way with us. I mean, we know that.
Right.
And I wrote it for women, but you know what I found?
Men.
Oh my gosh, they're just as obsessed as women are.
Wow.
And that was shocking to me.
Wow.
But we are in Southern California.
Where are you a therapist?
I'm in the Agoura Hills area.
Okay. And so what do you specialize in? Is it dealing with pro-aging?
It is. I love to work with men, women, individuals. I work with couples. And of course, you know, I say the addicts always find me. You know, the universe brings them in because, you know, of my own background from recovery.
Would you share that with us a little bit?
Of course. I grew up, just briefly, I'll give you just a brief little story. And that is, I came from a farm family in Wisconsin. And there were many addictions present, mental illness. And thank goodness I survived. Good place to grow up. But you know what? Like a lot of us, we hide a lot of stuff, a lot of secrets. So the good news is when I came to California, I was able to hear about recovery, you know, that there's a place that we can go
mm-hmm.
and get help for, you know, at the time it was, I had an active eating disorder, drugs,
mm-hmm.
alcohol, and my main drug of choice was codependency.
Yeah, that's a big one, yeah.
A lot of recovery from trying to be the hero child, you know, many roles in the family.
Pleaser.
people pleaser.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I have to be honest. Yeah. And only have Melody Beatty. You're so familiar. She's been on our
chapter
show.
Chapter 3. Gift of Discernment. Okay. She's my hero.
Okay. Yes. So I love her books. Yeah. But, you know, it's all about really trying to live in your own power. Mm. Live in your own power and really just being happy with who you are and boundaries. Boundaries. Right. I never even knew there was boundaries in our family. You know, it was just...
What a concept, huh?
I know. I'm serious. I just thought everybody had to know everything. And it was like, no. Yeah. You have to have, you know, a boundary so that you can get through life. You know, I know we need to take a really quick break, right, Tom? Yeah, we're going to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
I'm absolutely
okay,
here.
Great.
Not going anywhere.
All right,
anywhere.
You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And gosh, I'd love to give something away. How about some Veggie Grill gift certificates? If you haven't tried out Veggie Grill, I'm telling you, it's so yummy and everything's good for you. So they're located in Westlake and then again in the San Fernando Valley. And I'd love to share those with you. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, and our 2 o'clock show is all about life in, you know, we've got lots of things that we're going to be talking about. We've got Mike Herbert, Stay Healthy, Drink Chemo, and also Joan Peck and Prime Threat, Shattering the Power of Addiction. So we've got lots of stuff that we're going to be talking about then. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Elise and Tom. And of course, in our studio, we've got Marcia Newman. And her book is Five Gifts of Pro Aging. So why did you get into this business and why did you write this book? I mean, we kind of just really touched on all those things, but... what is exactly do you mean by pro-aging?
It's a great question.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the word pro-aging I didn't come up with. I had actually received it from another hairstylist.
Oh,
she,
okay.
She also, too, you know, talks about the importance of inner and outer. But I like it, so I used it. And I say it's a fresh response to the anti-aging culture. And so my 5 chapters, which are the 5 gifts, talk about the key things, which are authenticity. We need to have self-healing tools. If you hang around me enough, you'll find 2 things. I always talk about that we have to find a way to emotionally process.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to also find a way on a daily basis to go inside and find our true self. You use the word power, Kim. We can call it different things. We can call it, you know, connecting to the soul, connecting to higher power. The fact is that we need to, on this planet, because of the pace of what things are coming at us, mm-hmm. we need to have a solid ground, don't we?
Right.
And the only way to go is inside, because outside everything is changing at rapid pace.
Right, right.
So just to wrap up on that question, so pro-aging is about bringing these tools, I said authenticity, self-healing, discernment. We talked about codependency, the importance of boundaries.
Right.
Many women, I just worked with a family yesterday, mother completely enmeshed with grown daughter. I know there's probably a lot of listeners out there where, you know, they have aging sisters and things like that, and it's just not going away, illness, and how devastating it is on families.
Right.
You know, for
now,
people.
When you say that they're enmeshed, okay, that's mm-hmm. interesting because I think of my mom and I and, you know, our family kind of being like that.
Right.
And then as I started to learn more about myself, I started to kind of pull away in a more healthier way. Mm-hmm. I could learn to love her in a more healthier way. And talk to us a little bit about what your thought is on that. Were you enmeshed with your mom, or is that something that you...
I have a different relationship with my mom. There are probably... Enmeshed is such a psychobabble word. Sorry to use that
good.
Word.
No, that's good. I get it. I am so excited to be a part of Susan G. Komen. And it's the Race for Cure on March 12th. And we're going to be down there. And I encourage and welcome everybody to get involved. We've got Stephanie on the line with us. Stephanie, can you pronounce your last name? Is it Sproul?
Sproul.
S-P-R-U-I-L-L. Sproul.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, this is truly the brighter side of life, trying to really find a cure. And tell everybody about who you are.
Well, my name is Stephanie Sproul. I have so many records and hits that I've sung the background on, such as Michael Jackson, Donna Summer, Glenn Campbell, Julio Iglesias, Elton John, Aretha Franklin, Enrique Iglesias, Neil Diamond, Brenda Russell, Nancy Wilson, Stephen Stills, Gino Vannelli, Ringo Starr, Chaka Khan, Dolly Parton, you know, just everybody, the Weather Girls, you know.
Yeah, so, I love it. Okay,
yeah,
you've been around. I love it.
Yeah, that's part of my background. However, I'm a soloist as well, and my latest record is It's a Jazz Day. And it's out, and it was up for your consideration for a Grammy.
Congratulations.
And I'm so excited. And I'm an author of 17 Points for Longevity in Show Business, staying focused on your vision.
Oh, I love it. You'll have to send me a copy of that. I'd love to have you talk about that.
Oh, I really will. I'll send it, and that we will have another interview. Oh, huh?
You got it. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, how did you get involved with Susan G. Komen, if you don't mind telling your story?
No. My friend, Mickey Stevenson, who will be introducing me at the 20th Annual Race for the Cure at the Dodger Stadium on March the 12th, he told Jeffrey Allen. And Jeffrey Allen and I go way back when I was with Glenn Campbell. So he asked me to sing. But you know what? A few years ago, my sister passed away from cancer.
I'm so sorry
and
to hear that.
I was out there at the Dodger Stadium running for my sister. It was before she passed. I said, I'm going to run for a cure. I'm going to run for a cure. I'm going to race for a cure. I'm going to race for a cure. So I've been doing it and been involved for a long time, but this is the first time that they asked me, Susan G. Komen's organization asked me to be the voice for the Race for the Cure. So I am ecstatic.
Oh, what a pleasure. What a pleasure to
yes,
be talking
it is,
to you.
Because I'm here to keep it going, and you know, because I know their mission statement is to create a world without breast cancer while supporting
patients. Just gave me chills. Another birthday, another way. Yes, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Wow, that's great. What are we going to find that day since you've already done this before? I'm really excited. This is going to be my first time.
Say that again, dear heart.
I said, what are we going to find there on March 12th at the Dodger Stadium? This is going to be my first time.
Yeah, March the 12th, you're going to, you know, parking's at 6, 7 o'clock, registration. You're going to find thousands, like up to 16,000 women out there being together and loving one another and fighting and racing for a cure, but also celebrating life. That's what it's all about, celebrating life. I just think it's going to be such an incredible situation. They're going to have free mammograms out there. It's going to be so many things that will be able to help women that aren't able to get it any other way. You know, in my race, there's up to 40% fatality rate, and it's high in some impoverished areas, 70%. So information is the key. You know, so I'm teaching one to teach one. It's about getting out there. And they have mammograms for free, you know, in certain areas, like in Compton and Watts and different areas where you can go. And I have the names and areas where you can go, the YWCA and all of those places where you can go. So if you need those names, I can give them to you.
Yeah, you know what? Let's put those on. We'll put them in our newsletter, and we'll have a link from, you know, is it on the website for Susan Esco?
Yes,
okay.
I do. I have it on my website. I'll make sure you get it.
Okay, that's perfect. We'll do a link for all of our listeners and everybody that we get it out to.
Yes.
So let me ask you, can you walk, not run?
Yes, you can walk.
Okay,
of
and
course.
Is it
of
5
course.
Miles? What is it? That?
It's a 5K and a 10K.
Okay, so 5K or 10K. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what else? Okay, where does everybody sign up?
You sign up at Komen, KOMENLA County.org/race.
Okay, that's perfect. Well, I want to share this with my listeners out there. If there's somebody that wants to do this with us and really be a part of the Kim Pagano Show team, I would love to have you call me. Right now, because I've got a couple entries to give away. And not only that is, even if you just, maybe you can't find it, you know, you don't have the funds to do it, but you want to be a part of this, or you want to get a group together, I'd love to support you on that. And just call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we'd love to get that big old team down there. We're going to have a booth there, and I'm so excited to really share this with all of us and really find a cure. That's what it's all about, right?
That's what it's all about. And you know what, Kim? I have a praise report. Because of early detection, because that's what it's all about. Early detection is our best protection. My daughter was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm.
And because she was proactive, she is a breast cancer survivor.
Oh, thank God.
So
yeah.
Early detection is our best protection. I'm just going to give a holler out to Dr. Max Leffield. He helped my daughter immensely.
Mm.
So I just want people to sign up and get involved, because it's all about the knowledge. Be proactive, and the diet and taking care of yourself and just getting connected with the community, because it's an amazing community, Susan G. Komen. She has just donated so many wonderful funds to assist in offering diagnoses, treatments, and researchers seeking funds to continue their work. So there, we are involved, and I am involved. Whenever they need me, I am here.
Mm.
And I can't wait to get up there and sing for you guys.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait to meet you.
I'm going to wear it out.
There you go. I love it. All right.
We're going to wear it out.
I love it. Thank you so much, Stephanie Sproul. And I'm going to look you up. Send me all your books. And I can't wait to meet you on course for everybody out there. March 12th, Dodger Stadium. Be there at 7 a.m., correct?
That's right.
All right.
No,
and
parking is at 6, but registration is at 7.
Oh, parking.
From there, and I'm going on at 10.
Okay, you got it. Okay, yes. So parking is at 6, and registration is at 7 a.m. All right. Thank you so much. And again, I look forward to meeting you.
All the same here.
And share my show with everybody, and we're so excited to be a part of this.
Yes. Yes. Woo!
All right. You got it. I love her enthusiasm. All right. We've got a couple minutes left, right, Tom? And are we good right now? Oh, we got a couple minutes. Marsha, I want to thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure to have you in our studio. I love talk about pro and pro aging, pro anything in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what my show is all about, is really looking at the brighter side.
Yes.
Life happens to all of us, but how do we you know, we can choose to lay down and let it take us over and You know, or
but
we
we're
can,
not going to.
No, or we're, we can no. find the courage. And when you find the courage, you find people that love and admire you. And that's the team that you want to build in your life. Mm-hmm. You want to find people that believe in you. That's what it's all about.
And that's what I would, in, you know, with my last few words here, is to find the support. As I said, it's important that we get our tribe happening.
And I have to say, you know, I'm not one going through this really hard time. I've had friends bring dinners over, and I'm, you know, at first I was like, I'm good. And so they're like, can we make you dinner? I'm like, please. It's not even the dinner because I haven't really eaten. I'm finally losing some weight. But not only that, you know, I'm like, please. I just encourage and welcome the company. And you find out it helps them as well as helps you.
You get
and
to receive.
Yeah. And so it's so important to just, as well as giving, it's just important to receive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
so
can I just also say, if people are interested in receiving pro-aging information,
please, where do they find your book?
Absolutely. You can get it on Amazon, Balboa Press. You can get it in Malibu, Bank of Books.
Okay.
Yes. And at my link on my website.
And what is that?
It's www.marcianewman.com.
All right. And thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
And again, I hope you share our show with everyone. It's all about really reaching everybody and really trying to get together and be a great support for all of us. Of course, I want to remind everybody of our 2 o'clock show. It is a recovery show, and I'm excited to share our guests with you on that. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. All you do, always do your best. What you plant now will harvest later. Let me start all over. Always do your best. What you plant now will harvest later. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. Come back, and we'll be here again. Thank you so much.